Hello.
Hello?
Yes, I'm Mrs. Rachel.
Oh.
Yeah, hi.
Are you in Minnesota?
Sorry?
This call came from Minnesota.
Yes, currently I'm there.
Are you in Minnesota now?
Yes, that is what I'm telling you. However, Anne, I just got an update from the team, and I have shared two receipts with you, where both the amounts were, just give me a second, were transferred to your bank account, and the date was 12 of October, that was yesterday, the same time when you did a dispute. So I believe when you told your bank that, you know, 1499 payment is not something that you did, they disputed on the initial payment as well, that was 899.
You're telling me what, a date?
Yes. It was.
What was the date again?
12 of October.
12 what?
October, November.
November?
Yes.
November what?
12.
Okay.
I think that
hold on. I want to get my statement. I was going to call you in a little while. I haven't had lunch and let me get my statement.
Okay. Can we do the 1499 payment, and once you have the approval for 899, then we can proceed ahead with that. Hello?
All right, I got this. It's Code X Lab Incorporated.
Yes.
And it's from Illinois.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you had something on your credit card and you didn't understand what you did in Illinois, wouldn't you do something about it?
I understand. Why did you do that? I am not even saying that, you know. What you did was wrong.
See, I had no idea that was connected with you. I really didn't.
I understand. However, the receipt that I shared with you when 1499 payment was done, it is written there that, you know, our payment gateway is Codex Lab. I'm assuming you didn't see that.
Well, when you don't understand what's on your credit card, you better do something about it.
Something about what, sorry?
I said I didn't know what it was about, so I did something about it. I told him to.
I understand where you're coming from, Anne.
I'm
not saying that, you know, what you did was wrong. I understand that, you know, you had no idea about Codex Lab. It makes sense. However, the receipt that I shared with you clearly stated that, you know, the merchant is basically Codex Lab. And I understand. I'm assuming you did not see that. Fine. However, can we proceed ahead with the payments, $18.99 and $14.99?
You mean they canceled $8.99 too?
Yes, you got the money.
I didn't tell them to cancel it. I didn't know about that.
I believe that, you know, the merchant was saying that is the reason why your bank disputed on that amount as well.
Is this the last payment I have to make?
Yes, both the payments. That this is the last one. This is not even the payment that we were asking for. This is the one that was initially charged from your, from you. We do not need any other payment. This is just to, for the services that we have done.
Well,
yes.
And I won't get any more statements that I owe money.
Mm-hmm. No, you do not. This is the, these payments are the only amount. That is $8.99 and $14.99. That is it.
Well, all right. I'm telling you the reason why I canceled that.
I understand, Anne. I am not even saying anything to you because I understand you had no idea about Codex Lab. It's fine. It's completely fine. However, thank you for understanding as well. And thank you for, you know, letting me know what exactly the reason was. However, which card would you like us to use?
The same card I gave you.
I would like you to tell me the last four digits.
You what?
Last four digits.
I'll have to get my credit card.
Okay, Hold on.
Rachel? Hello? Rachel? Hello?